Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, here we go.
Pac-12 fans, this one's for you.
Put your hands up!
This is the Pac-12 Apostles.
Keeping it real.
And only the truth lives here.
Pac-12 Apostles.
So, this is an emergency episode of the Pac-12 Apostles. And if you're listening to this, you already know what this is about. USC and UCLA have decided to leave the Pac-12 in 2024 and go to the Big Ten. And holy shit, bro. This is just unreal. And I'm George Reiser. He's Ralph Amson. This is the Pac-12 Apostles. Who knows if the Pac-12 Apostles will exist in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, in a couple of years. I don't even know. So I guess we will start with just the actual facts. USC, John Wilner, who has been on this podcast numerous times, broke the news that the USC Trojans and UCLA Bruins were going to be leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. And this is on the heels of George Kliavkoff saying that there was no way that the Pac-12 was looking for expansion or could lose any teams to the Big 12. They had just agreed to the alliance, even though nothing came from it. And, but just so you know, this is an emergency episode. Ralph is on vacation. I am on vacation. I am in Mexico. Ralph is in, where are you at? Montana, Wyoming?
Southeastern Montana, the middle of nowhere.
Okay. So this is how committed that we are to this. And we got numerous people that, are you going to hit us with an emergency episode? And so we are here doing it right now. But Ralph, what was the first thing that went through your mind when you saw that? How did you find out?
I think I had gotten an alert that former Arizona State basketball standout Lou Dort was about to get like super paid, right? Like he had slipped into the second round and asked everybody to let him go undrafted. Signed with the Thunder, and then he's going to get like $90 million for betting on himself. So I was just happily scrolling through all the things of like, oh man, what a great story. What a great Pac-12 story. What a great note for the next Pac-12 Apostles podcast. And while I'm on Twitter, I start to get tagged a million times, and then I get a text from somebody who writes for me at Arizona Varsity, and it was just like, what the hell's going on? And by the time I went over to the Wilner tweet, it had been quote tweeted like hundreds of times, and it had just been a couple of minutes. And that was a horrifying thing to read, man. It felt, we're the Pac-12 Apostles. This is the Judas moment.
this is. So I found out, I just so happened to hop on Twitter and I saw the Wilner tweet. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And first thing that came to my mind was, I knew that this was going to happen. And I didn't explicitly say it. I had talked to Ralph about it previously. I was like, yo, when Colin Cowherd said something big is going to go on with USC in the next 18 months, I was like, it's something with this TV deal. Something is up. Because he didn't say that for no reason. Like, he doesn't throw breadcrumbs out there like that and there be no truth to it. You know what I mean? Like, something was coming. And if he said 18 months, he really meant 6 months. And it turned out to be like 3. So, and I didn't want to go out on a limb and say that, but I have talked to numerous people within at like Oregon, and I told Ralph that Oregon had been looking at options for the last couple of years. And all of this, first thing, is Larry Michael Scott's fault. So I will say it right now, fuck Larry Scott. He did this. This is his fault. If he were a plant from the SEC to screw up the Pac-12, he would not have done anything different. Nothing else. He terrible TV deal that when we interviewed George Kliakoff, he was like, there's no outs. Like, there's no way to fix this. And George Kliakoff, bless his heart, tried his best. And it's without USC and UCLA, Oregon and Washington are probably going to bail too, if Oregon is allowed to, based upon the state rules with Oregon State. The Pac-12 is finished, right? Right, Ralph?
I think that you might be right. I'm trying to think, how do you replace the two LA schools? The actual thing that makes it the PAC, right? It's the Pacific Athletic Conference. Could you add two more teams from California? I mean, I'm sure you could, but they're not USC and UCLA. If I was any other team in the Pac-12 right now, I'd be looking to find a way to go. And the one team in the Pac-12 that actually has experience doing this, of like really, really upgrading, is Utah. And right now, they're the conference bully. And it genuinely makes me wonder if they haven't earned a spot, you know, on the radar of a conference like the Big 12 that's trying to save, you know, its conference. But they already added people. So, you know, are we going to bring the WAC back, or is it going to be the Big 8 again? You know, are we going to have a radical shift? I hate that it leaves so many of these teams out to dry. Like Washington, you know, I think Stanford would be fine. They wouldn't even hate the idea of having to go independent. But if this is the beginning of the end of the Pac-12 conference, man. And just forget football. Think about some of the other sports like baseball and how much travel would be involved for the UCLA baseball team to be out playing schools like Purdue.
They don't care, bro. They're going to get $100 million per year. They will figure out travel. They will figure out travel. And everybody will be flying charter planes instead of regular travel. It is how – and I was a little bit angry, right? But then also, like, after it kind of sunk in more, my heart was kind of broken, to be honest, because this was the conference that I played in. This was the conference. Like, I have so much fun talking trash to my USC and UCLA friends about the games. And, you know, and then if Oregon leaves too for either the Big Ten or the SEC, like, what the hell are we left with? Like it's just gross, dude. It is gross. And I'm a person who embraces change a little bit and knows that it's inevitable. I don't like this enough. I feel like that, and I understand where USC and UCLA went to go get the money, because it makes sense, right? It makes all the sense in the world, because if they're trying to win and compete, why would you not chase the money? Because especially being at the Pac-12, they don't have a lot of options with the TV contract. And I knew something else was fishy because the Big Ten was supposed to have announced their new TV contract already with Fox or whoever the new partners are going to be. But now, and remember, CBS is losing. The CBS is going to lose the SEC in 2024. So now I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, they're negotiating this and there's going to be no room left on television for the Pac-12 because the SEC is probably, I mean, the Big Ten now with UCLA and USC is going to take up all the Fox attribute and they might get a game of the week on CBS too. So like this could be an absolute freeze out of the Pac-12. So how can any of the other teams be willing to stay when they have no, when the TV revenue is what drives it? I mean, Cal and Stanford, they may just be relegated to, you know, the Olympic sports and, you know, their academic prowess. While the anybody who wants to win is going to be trying to make a move. And I think that Oregon has the brand. They have the cachet. They could explore going independent or they could explore going, you know, moving to the Big Ten or maybe the SEC if they're invited. And then Washington has cachet because they have this, the Seattle market. They're pretty good in football, softball. So they're good in some of the Olympic sports as well. And I mean, I would just hate to see like Arizona State, Utah, Colorado, Oregon State, Washington State, you know, Cal, Stanford all have to move to like the Big 12. And then everything is destroyed, though.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm trying to figure out what worst case scenario is or what the path forward is for, you know, because you and I had talked about like, oh, some of these teams might have to join the Mountain West. But do you really think those Mountain West schools want Oregon State baseball, softball, and women's basketball to join the conference and then like immediately just erase the opportunity for any of the teams that have been in the Mountain West for years to even be competitive in those sports? I don't think they do. The Mountain West might like the idea of bringing in maybe an Arizona or a Washington State or some schools that might kind of fit culturally or within the – you know, the coverage area of the conference that might fit in nice. The school that I'm very curious about right now outside of Washington, because I think their market makes them attractive for poaching, is what's going to happen to Arizona State, whose athletic director and president's support of Larry Scott very well led the entire conference to being in this position. I've seen a lot of people say like, yeah, Larry Scott's an easy mark here, but it was the presidents that refused to make a change that let him New York sweet talk them into participating and hanging on through all of these bad deals. When to idiots like you and me, it was painfully obvious. And for years on this podcast, we outlined what would be ultimately the death of the conference that we love. And so, you know, I wonder what's going to happen to a school that that was the leader in not having the foresight to help get this conference on the right track. I feel really bad for Colorado, which came over, and for Utah, which rose up. And then the second that they reached prominence in football and have been competitive in many other sports, they're the meaningfulness of them coming to not necessarily dominance, but prominence in relation to the LA schools, it's completely discounted by the LA schools, you know, tucking their tail and running away. And it's funny to say like, oh, they're scared of Utah. But the real truth is any school worth their weight would look at the fact that a Big Ten contract is paying them 50, you know, paying a Purdue 50 million more than UCLA gets every single year and saying, I absolutely deserve more than what I'm getting. I don't fault the schools that are looking to leave. I fault the conference as a whole. I hesitate to put a lot of this on George Kliavkov, though.
You can't put any of this on George Kliavkov. This is the president who would not fire Larry Scott.
But what do you think of the idea that Kliavkov should have known better, that the handshake alliance deal was complete bullshit?
I don't think he thought it was bullshit, and I don't think it was. I think that once these TV negotiations started and the Big Ten was like, whoa, and Fox went to the Big Ten and was like, hey, yo, if you can get USC and UCLA, you know, we might be able to up these dollars some, but I think that it came from a network level. And that's why you saw the Pac-12 actually blindsided by this, the same way that you saw Oklahoma and Texas blindside the Big 12. It was one of those, it was obvious because of the money situation, and that the Pac-12, and that, I think that shows that the Pac-12 maybe didn't have as many options coming up for TV money as people thought. Because if the Pac-12 was going to have the proper TV money, USC and UCLA don't leave the conference.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
How much do you feel like Chip Kelly and Lincoln Riley were let in on this process? Because Oklahoma fans are under the impression that Lincoln Riley didn't want to go conference hopping, and that's why he decided to go live at the beach instead of in Norman. Which, P.S., I just drove through Oklahoma for the first time. I have further confirmation that Lincoln Riley probably knew what he was doing.
Yes, for sure. Okay, so the Pac-12 submitted the statement today. While we are extremely surprised and disappointed by the news coming out of UCLA and USC today, we have a long and storied history in athletics, academics, and leadership and supporting student athletes that we're confident will continue to thrive and grow in the future. The Pac-12 is home to many of the world's best universities, athletic programs, and alumni. Representing one of the most dynamic regions in the United States, we've long been known as the Conference of Champions, and we're unwavering in our commitment to extend that title. We will continue to develop new and innovative programs that directly benefit our member institutions. We will look forward to partnering with current and potential members to pioneer the future of college athletics together.
Wow, that sounds like they believe none of those words, and it's just a really sad way to go out.
Correct.
You had a relationship with the most dynamic region.
Yep.
Not with the LA schools defecting. Name one other school in this footprint that was in a conference that wasn't necessarily representative of the region. It didn't exist until right now. Like Utah and Colorado being as far from the coast as they are and joining to make it the Pac-12, you know, that showed conference strength that you were adding from what was kind of outside of your footprint, which would be considered more the Mountain West or Plains region footprint. You know, you were adding teams. Now you're losing the literal cornerstone, the thing that puts the Pacific in Pacific 12. The reason that you give yourself the nickname George Conference of Champions. You know how you got the nickname Conference of Champions? Freaking UCLA basketball and USC football.
You're 100% right, bro. Like, this is going to impact recruiting in a major way. A major, major way, bro.
We already lose all our players. How is it going to make it even different than it is now?
Because where is Arizona's main recruiting ground?
California, or supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah. And
the transfer portal.
Yeah, Arizona State.
Yeah.
So is Oregon. Well, Oregon recruits in that nationally, but they do get a lot of kids.
So are you saying that kids that, yeah, the elite kids leave, but are you saying that there's going to be like 3-star kids who should be at Arizona going to Purdue because they know they're going to get to play against LA schools at Purdue?
Yep. They're going
to
go
to they won't, if they go to Oregon State or Utah, they won't get to go play in LA.
Yep.
That's horrifying.
Yep. And that's why if you're Oregon, the Big Ten is the move for you. Or the SEC if you're like effort.
And you know what the worst part is, George? UCLA and USC are still going to have some West Coast kickoff times, which means the Pac-12 is going to have to compete for television eyeballs against their own region.
Yep, exactly. So now, obviously for football, it's not that big of a deal because you fly far sometimes, but USC and UCLA are going to have to fly extremely far for road games, right? I mean, they can have road games in the same season against like Rutgers, Wisconsin, and Penn State. You know what I mean? That's a lot of travel. That's a lot of far travel.
Yeah, right? which, like the conversation with Texas to the SEC, means that you've actually put some hurdles in your way because you were chasing the money.
Oh, think about what this means for UCLA basketball. When they'll go to Purdue and Indiana and then back to L.A. To play Michigan and Michigan State and then turn around and have to fly and play Wisconsin and Minnesota. To fly back home to play Rutgers and, you know, Rutgers and Maryland, then to fly back out to go play against, you know, Penn State and whoever else is on the East Coast. Like, that's a lot of fucking travel, bro. A lot of travel. And that's it. So, like, this was about the money. Okay, so let's get into what happens to the rest of the teams. I don't think that the WAC is a move because there's no money there. Because the other schools have to be trying to find some money at this point. I think the only money is the Big 12. But how crazy is this? Just 11 months ago, the Big 12 was knocking at the Pac-12's doorstep. Like, please take us. Please take us because Texas and Oklahoma are leaving. Please take us. And what did the Pac-12 say? Nah, fam. We're good.
Right. How bad do we look now for not expanding? Because then the contraction could keep you around 12 teams. But now they have to worry about attracting teams that they might not have been interested in the first place.
No, bro, you can't adding San Diego State, Houston, and Boise State adds no, like, you haven't gotten one reasonable TV market out of that except for Houston. So, bro, I don't know where the money is. Like, that's what's the hard part about this. Where the hell do you find the money? Because I don't know where you find the money.
That's a great question, but I can tell you that, like, the athletic directors that I trust to go out and try to find the best deals for themselves at this point in time are probably at Oregon State and Washington and Arizona. I think that those three schools actually have the stones to make a move. I just don't know if there's a move to be made at this point, you know?
Yeah. So we talked about what the impact on recruiting would be in the 3-4-star kids out of SoCal. But now these schools have to play. Now, USC and UCLA, so USC is going all in, right? We can say that they've gone all in. Lincoln Riley moving to the Big Ten, they are committed to it. Now, UCLA got a new athletic director, Jarman, a year or two ago, and he said, we will win in football. And he came from Ohio State. He said, we will do whatever, we will win in football. And they are going to go over there and play. So now, the impact of the football, right? Because when we look at Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC, Texas is going to struggle because Texas was struggling in the Big 12. So how the hell are they going to compete in the Big Ten? I mean, in the SEC. So now, how do you think USC and UCLA in 2 years compete in the Big Ten?
I think that the class of the Big Ten has been Ohio State for such a long time that I don't necessarily trust either team to go in and make an impact on that. And I think that you have a team in Wisconsin that if Utah has been playing bully with Oregon and UCLA and USC as of late, what do you think Wisconsin is going to do? You're going to have to adapt your style to Big Ten football. Yeah, there's a couple of schools in the Big Ten that like to air it out, but are you going to put what USC has in the trenches right now up against a Wisconsin or an Iowa? They're going to die out there.
You are right about that, bro. Damn. Yeah, if USC is going to get beat up by Oregon or whoever else, it's only going to get worse. You know what I mean?
Right, and they get a vacation. They get a vacation from week to week in the Pac-12 from physical play. There's always been a lot of innovative offensive football in the Pac-12, which means as a coach, you always have to be well-prepared and you always have to be on your toes, but you've never gone up against bullies week after week after week like in the Big Ten. And while I think I could stack the Pac-12 up against the Big Ten, I have a lot of faith in the Pac-12. I do know that Pac-12 teams aren't built to take the punishment every single week. They're built to be versatile and adjust to different styles. So I think that's probably going to take some time if you don't have the personnel to go up against a bunch of 6'7", 320-pound offensive linemen at Iowa, and then do the exact same thing against Wisconsin the very next week. That's going to be a tough adjustment. And where are they going to get those recruits? Because right now, size doesn't necessarily exist in huge quantities on the West Coast, which is why some of these teams have had to play lighter and leaner. Does this mean that USC is going to be recruiting out in Kentucky and Virginia and Indiana and Wisconsin?
That's a legitimate question, bro. Damn. That's a cold question. Now, which school do you think is better poised? Because, I mean, with the way Chip plays, I think that they are, because they actually will run the football and all of that. But at the same time, Ohio State does it without that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think USC is in a better spot just because they have a lot more internal support. But I think that UCLA is going to have a huge advantage in sports maybe that aren't football, because it's going to be tough to, you know, to go out and play against UCLA baseball. It's going to be tough to go out and play against UCLA basketball. And I know USC has been good lately too. And I just mean, it just keeps hitting me in waves of how annoying it is that we're not going to have an end of year Pac-12 basketball tournament with both LA schools.
So I'm wondering, because I'm going to ask Rob Mullins, when did he know? I mean, because obviously they know at some point in time prior to the public, right? But is this a day? Is this 2 days? Is it 8 hours? Is it 4 hours? Like, how long before Wilner's tweet did they know?
That's a great question. Another question that I have is the alliance dead? Is it completely dead? Because it's been broken at a level that shows that it has no meaning. So is it completely dead between the conferences?
Yep. Yep.
But the one thing right now that I know USC and UCLA fans have to be really excited about is a move like this means that you can financially retain elite coaches, which is something the Pac-12 has had a ton of trouble doing. You know, you look at losing guys like Mel Tucker, and that type of stuff isn't going to happen in any sport to anybody that leaves the Pac-12 for that extra $50 million plus a year payday.
I just got a text right now that it's pretty much a done deal and will be announced by the end of the week that Oregon and Washington will be joining the Big Ten. So we will see if that's true or not. But I just got that text from somebody.
So if you have to replace four teams, is it even worth it?
And those four teams, what are you left with? How do you get on TV without Oregon, Washington, UCLA, and USC?
Yeah, I don't know. Gosh, the Mountain West is about to be 16, 18 teams. They're killing our podcast. This is the worst.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Okay, so now let's go to the podcast part of this. Now you're an Arizona State guy, right? So, like, well, let's just talk logistically. Now, what do we do if Oregon goes to the Pac-12? I mean, goes to the Big Ten, and Arizona State goes to the Big 12. What do we do with this podcast? Because obviously we care about the rest of the Pac-12 because we talk about all the teams in the conference. But what do we do if they're split up? I mean, do we go straight college football and focus on, like what are our options? And you said, guys can weigh in that.
Are we going to go live with mom or dad or 2 Christmases or
yes?
How are we breaking up the family?
Exactly. So you guys can weigh in 818-293-7357. I think that's one around. I freaking forgot right now. So what do you guys want? You guys tell us here on the Pac-12 Apostles, what do you guys want us to do if that's the case? And our phone number is, just in case you were wondering, 818-293-7547. You guys in Texas, or you guys can shoot us an email, 818-324. I'm sorry. I'm Matt@unafraidshow.com. Okay, so, and we got a text today, and it said, USC, UCLA, Bell, Ephraim. They were not here as a founding member. I wish they changed their names too, so SoCal can claim its rightful name as the University of California. This is definitely surprising. They gave up tradition, historic game, an amazing rivalry. I do believe this will bite them in the butt. We are on the verge of super conferences, years away, but closer than we've been. We will acquire more teams, expect four more additions. I truly hope until they leave and after both schools get destroyed and humiliated, may they dwell at the bottom of the pack. F USC and fuck them.
Let's man
bet the whole damn world. This is bear territory.
Well, as of today, George, as of today, if you have to replace the four teams and you would assume that they would probably keep it regional and they would probably look to promote teams that are in group of five conferences, who are you going with? Assuming you have to bring four teams in to survive as a conference.
I try to get – I beg BYU. I beg Houston, even though Houston's on the way to the Big 12.
So is BYU.
Yeah, and San Diego State and Boise State. But do you actually get anything for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would take Boise State based on track record. I would take San Diego State and UNLV based on market potential. And then as a fourth team, who knows, maybe Grand Canyon University with their 60,000 online student base can start a football program. Because if Grand Canyon starts a football team, then maybe they might be worth having being part of the actual Phoenix market. But like, I honestly can't think of a fourth team that would actually, maybe Texas Tech, if you're stretching all the way out into Lubbock, but I really don't see anybody else that moves the needle unless you're going to try to promote service academy values in the Pac-12 and add Air Force or something.
Oh yeah. And what a waste of a, and Wilner tweeted this tonight. What a waste of a strategy that it was to say, oh, we're going to own our own rights. And in 2024, it'll all be fine. How many times on this podcast have we said that if we wait till 2024, that it won't be fine?
But George, Michael Crow 3 years ago said, if you just wait 3 years, you might be surprised who the Pac-12 is ahead of. And that was, of course, in reference to keeping Larry Scott on as conference commissioner.
Yeah. Who, if we had got, honestly, if we had gotten rid of Larry Scott, even with the bad TV deals, like there are ways out. Like there are always ways out. People, you could have shut it down, filed for bankruptcy, like threatened all sorts of stuff. Like, to get out, you should have done whatever you needed to do to get out. Anything. Even if it required amputating a leg, like that was what you needed to do. But how much of this, like the Pac-12 offices are remote now, like this feels like this is a systematic, like selling off the goods for selling off the parts for money.
Yeah, I think the LA schools had one foot out the door when you had Texas and Oklahoma make the move that they did, and I think that one foot out the door just happened to not be the first foot, because the other one really might have well as gone first when the first time the numbers were announced that another conference was getting $30 million more annually than you were. I think that became the time that you start to look around, and then other schools actually trailblaze and lead the way. Kliavkov may have never had it. This might have been in motion before he was ever sought out to replace Larry Scott, and so that's why I don't want to put too much on him. But the amount of pressure that's on him at this point to figure out a way to keep...
What was he supposed to do?
I don't know. I don't know,
but he started the job a year ago today. 1 year ago today, and on the day, basically, he got the job. The college football expansion, NIL started, like transfer portal, all literally at the same damn time. And now you're dealing with this, bro. He's like the Byron Scott of coaching. I mean, of commission. He took a job and it turned out it was the worst fucking job in the world. And you can't win with it.
Yeah, I wish him the best. I'm really curious to see what happens moving forward, and I'm willing to give the Pac-12 a shot. But at the end of the day, I'm just kind of it might sound silly, it's a sports podcast or whatever, but I'm in mourning. I loved this conference, the way that it was constructed.
Oh my God, bro, my heart is broken. Like there's no other way to say it. I was sad all day. I was think about this. I haven't been paying attention to sports because I've been off all winter. I'm in a beautiful house in Mexico. I was on a boat today, fishing, swimming in the ocean, hanging out with my family. And all I could think about was this. And my wife was like, George, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm not. She was like, all right, I understand. I don't understand, but. Like, I haven't seen you this broken up about something. Right. It was just hard, bro. I just can't even explain it. Is there any angle that we're missing that before we hop off that we need to bring up?
I think we hit on recruiting. We hit on the fact that this is going to create a television rivalry for the LA schools with the remaining Pac-12. We hit on what might happen with Oregon and Washington. I'm not sure what there is outside of, you know, touching base on some of the other sports. I'm not sure. I do wonder. My only other question is George Kliavkov in his mind saying that, okay, any school across the entire country is at play, because the Pacific and Pacific 12 doesn't necessarily mean anything anymore. Like, does that mean that like chasing Indiana's on the table or something like that? Like, not that a Big Ten school would give up the money that they have to go to the Pac-12, but it really makes me wonder, if everything's on the table, what does everything include? Would the Pac-12 be so bold as to try to poach somebody, maybe like a Vanderbilt or something like that, that isn't having a ton of success in the major sports, you know, as part of the SEC? Like, would they try to bring them over? Like, what type of tricks does George Kliavkov have up his sleeve? Or is this just, you know, the
He's
first?
He's going to be looking for a personal life raft at this point too, right?
Oh my God. What if he announced that he got like some, what if he announced he was joining the LIV golf tour or something?
Yes, bro. Dude. So think about this. Larry Scott made $50 million, bro. $50 million. We should file a class action lawsuit against him for ruining our conference.
Yeah. Make Michael Crow have to hit the witness stand again. In defense, in a class action lawsuit, put Michael Crow on the stand, because I would love for Michael Crow just to be cross-examined about the support that he lent in this process that led to Larry Scott being entrenched in the way that he was, despite everyone, even the lowliest of media, seeing that the iceberg was coming. It would be like it's like the Titanic, only everyone on the entire Titanic saw the iceberg except for the captain.
Dude, what are we going to do at Pac-12 Media Day, bro? This will be exciting. Especially if you know that four teams are dude, it's so bad that UW fans are tweeting at Oregon, like, for once, we have to put our differences aside, work together, and follow suit. Please do what's necessary. Kindest regards.
Wow. Man, I'm so bummed. I just don't know. I just don't know what to say. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks as another, you know, if any other shoes drop. But I'm very curious to see how George Kliavkov and Chip Kelly and Lincoln Riley face these questions that they're going to be getting next month when Pac-12 Media Day goes down, because it's going to be one of the more awkward media sessions that we've ever seen, because at these Pac-12 Media Days, 90% of the media is LA media anyway.
Yep.
So you think they're going to keep having Pac-12 Media Day on Hollywood and Island when UCLA and USC aren't even part of it?
Bro, you just got to move it to Vegas.
Yes.
Dude, what about this Oregon and Notre Dame to the Big Ten? Because if you're Notre Dame, with that type of money, are you now incentivized?
Maybe the thing about Notre Dame is their fan base is going to go with them wherever they're at. So they don't necessarily need the Big Ten. They're just in a position to be able to weigh the pros and cons every time it comes up. I don't think Oregon's in a position to turn down an extra $50 million a year from anyone. Neither is anybody else in the conference. So the more I think about it, the more it was just a matter of time. But it just stinks that we finally reached that point.
Okay, so Oregon's president, Michael Shill, their spokeswoman, they responded to a request for comment about USC and UCLA's move to the Big Ten, and if he's been in touch with Kevin Warren or anyone else at the Big Ten for Oregon to do the same. Here's the quote. Nothing to add at this point.
That's not promising.
What does that sound like to you? Nothing to add at this point.
I mean, you'll know what I know, which is in 5, 4, 3. All right, man. I got to tap out. I got to go do some depression meditation or something or some yoga, or some Pac-12 lifestyle-y thing to get the bad energy off of the two of the cornerstone schools ditching the conference.
Yeah, you guys. I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Hampton. This is the Pac-12 Apostles. We will be back next week. We don't have a choice now. And football season is getting closer. So, so this is a college football podcast at this point, I guess. I don't know. So, goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.